Good. We're on Daf Yud Ches Mer Aleph, three lines into the wide lines. The Mishnah said, Kara al peh lo yotza. If you read the Megillah by heart, so you do not fulfill the obligation of Mikra Megillah. Minolon, how do you know that that's true? Amar Rav Yassi, Zechira, Zechira. We learn a Gzeira Shava from the root word Zachor. Zechira, remembrance, remembrance. Ksiv hachav ayimim eila niskarim. The Megillah says that these days should be remembered. Uksiv hasam, ksav zos, zikaron basefer. And with regards to Amalek, it says to create Zikaron, a remembrance. Malahalan Basefer, just like by Amalek, it needs to be written down. Afkan Basefer, so too by Megillah has to be written down also. You can't do it by heart, it has to be written down. How do you know that you have to read it? Good, you have to write it down, but how do you know you have to read it? It's talking about Parsha Zachor, right? It says Zikaron Basefer, so you have to write it down, but that doesn't mean you have to read it. So lo sokadaitach, nah, it doesn't make sense because the Torah says Zachor, Zachor. So you have to remember that which Amalek did. It's Zachor. I said it wrong, so now I have to do the grammar. I'm pausing the recording. Good. So the Torah says Zachor, right? You have to remember Amalek. So Yochel, believe, you might think that that's just in your heart. Kishu Omer, lo tishkach. But then the Torah says, don't forget Amalek. Hari shikchas aleiv omor. So obviously, I can't forget it. So what does it mean to remember it? It's not the same thing. Hamani mekayim Zachor bepeh. So what do I learn Zachor? It means I actually have to read it. So just like I have to read the Parsha of Amalek, so too I have to read the Megillah. You can't say it by heart. Kara targum lo yotzev, read a translation, you don't fulfill the obligation of Megillah. Hey Chidomi, how does that work? Idichsiva Mikra. If it's written in Hebrew, Vikari Latargum, and you read it in translation, Hainu al peh, well then obviously you're reading it by heart. And we already said that you can't read it by heart. So Lotzvika Dichsiva Targum, Vikari Latargum. So it must be talking about where it's written in a different language and you read it in a different language. But the Mishnah then said that you can read it to people who speak a different language in a different language. But we just said that if you read it in a different language, you don't fulfill the obligation. So Rabbi Shmuel Damitava, so really what it's talking about Greek. Remember we learned the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai, I think it is, that that he said that even though you can't write the Torah in any other language, but you can write it in Greek. Do you remember that? Rings a bell. Good. Yeah, right. So that's a link to this over here. So Rabbi Shmuel said, so any other language, no. But Greek, yes. Now the was going to explain. Wait a second. Hey, Chadami, exactly how we're talking about. If you say that the Megillah is written in Hebrew, and then you read it in Greek, again, that's reading it by heart, because it's not written in Greek. So, Amar Avacha, Amar Avalazar, Sheksuva Balaz Yavonis. It must be that it's written in Greek. Amar Avacha, Amar Avalazar, Vinayt Shekara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yaakov, El. This is a slight pause, so just this is a tangent over here. How do we know that God called Yaakov? It's just the teaching by the same teacher. That's why it's a little bit of a tangent. We'll come back to Megillah in a second. How do you know that Yaakov that God called Yaakov by the title El Shenemar, Vayikra Lo, El Elohe Yisrael, Di Sokotaitach Lam If Yaakov was calling the Mizbeach El, then the Pasuk would have said Vayikra lo Yaakov, Ela Vayikra lo Li Yaakov El. And rather what it means is that Yaakov was called by the title El Mikaro El Elokei Yisrael, and it was God who called Yaakov that. Now back to Megillah. Meisvei Kara Giftis Ivris, Ilmis, Modis, Yavonis, Lo Yatza. If you read the Megillah in any of these different languages, any language, you don't fulfill your obligation. So the Gemara says, no, Halo Dami, Elohal, Giftis, Legiftim, Ivris, Leivrim, Ilmis, Leilmim, Yavonim, Yavonis, Leivonim, Yatza. Really, what it means is if you speak that language, then you're good. But if you read it in a different language and you don't understand that language, so then that doesn't count. So the Gemara says, well, Ihachi, Rav Shmuel, Amai, Mukmin, Lamasis, and Balaz, Yavonis. So then why do Rav and Shmuel say that the Mishnah is talking about Greek? Look me becholas. It's really talking about any language. And really what the Mishnah is teaching me is you need to read Megillah in a language that you understand. So why are Rav Shmuel pointing out specifically Greek? It should be the same as any other language. The Gemara answers, so this is what Rav and Shmuel were telling me. It's true by all languages. Rav Shmuel da Amri tarvayu las yavonis la kol kosher. Ooh-ah. Right? That Laz, that Yavonis, that Greek is the same as Hebrew. Meaning, really, you have to read the Megillah in a language you understand. There are two exceptions. Hebrew and Greek. If you hear the Megillah in Hebrew, even if you don't understand Hebrew, you fulfill the obligation. If you hear the Megillah in Greek, even though you don't understand Greek, you fulfill the obligation. Vaktani Yavonis li Yavonim, but the Brisa said that you could only read Greek to people who speak Greek. In Lekulei Alma lo, only to people who speak Greek. So Inu Damer ki Rishim Ben Gamliel. No, because Rav and Shmuel hold like Rishim Ben Gamliel, that Greek has the status of Hebrew. But that Brisa was according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that there's no difference between Greek and Hebrew. I hope that everybody remembers that from, what was it, Dav Zayin or something like that? Vav Zayin, wherever it was, that we learned learned that machlokas the first time. It's not Shimon Gamliel Omer. Asr lo etir shechet v'al yivaris. Right, that's the quotation from ches ches on the base. Really, I took two guesses. I was wrong on both. Okay, v'leimar halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. And why don't Rav and Shmuel just say the halachas like Shimon Gamliel? Why do they have to make a special rule like by reading Megillah? You can read Megillah in Greek. Why don't they just say the halachas like Shimon Gamliel? And then they would know. Oh, I just got it wrong before. I said Shimon by Yochai. So Shimon Gamliel is a bad night, gentlemen. I'm sorry. So iamri halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. If they would have just said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, then I would have thought that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel by other things, but not by Mikra Megillah. Because by Mikra Megillah, the Megillah says, Kich Savam, has to be as it's written. So you might have thought, that Mikra Megillah, right, is an exception to the rule, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and that's why Rav and Shmuel teach us that that is not the case. And the Mishnah said that somebody who doesn't speak Hebrew, but they hear the Megillah in Hebrew, they fulfill the obligation of Mikra Megillah, but the guy has no idea what he just heard. How can you fulfill the obligation of Mikra Megillah if you have no idea what you just heard? So the Gemara says, wait a second, what are you talking about? There's a lot of people who hear the Megillah and they have no idea what they heard. It's okay. Ravina Atu Anana Khashtranim Bnair Machim Miyadinan. There's even words in the Megillah that nobody knows what they mean. They are talking about things in, did anybody else hear that? Yeah. They're talking about things in the Persian dynasty, you know, like positions that existed in the Persian government, and we don't have any idea what those things were. So there's words in the Megillah that nobody understands. So the point is, Ela mitzvahs kriya pirsume nisa, hachanami mitzvahs kriya pirsume nisa. The mitzvah of Megillah is to read the Megillah and to elaborate on and to spread the miracle that happened in the days of Purim. Good. So kara seirugin yatsa. So the Mishnah said that if you read the Megillah and then like you pause and then you read more and you pause, right? So you fulfill the obligation. So the Gemara says lo hava yodei rabbanan mai seirugin. Originally we knew the Mishnah and the Mishnah said you can read the Megillah seirugin, but the rabbis weren't sure what seirugin meant. They weren't sure what it meant, right? So shamu aliyamta devei Rebbe, and then they heard this maidservant who was working in Rebbe's house. The rabbis were coming like a few at a time, right? Lebe Rebbe, they, you know, some would walk in, and then a few minutes later, some more would walk in, a few minutes later, and more, and she got a little bit annoyed. I guess she had to keep going to the door and open it up. She got a little annoyed. She said, "Ad matay atem nichnasim seirugin, seirugin." He said, "Why are you guys coming in like, you know, shifts, you know, a few at a time?" So that's what the rabbi said. Oh, we see what the word seirugin means. They picked it up from her, right? The Gemara goes further. You find this in some Mishnais. They didn't know what it was. So Shemua la'amta devei Rebbe, again, they heard Rebbe's it was kind of like it's a green, right? And she saw one of her friends was, you know, like one a guy was spreading it out. She says, "What are you doing with that chalugla?" Oh, they saw. They realized that that's what that was. That's what that green was. Lo hava yadu rabbanan on my silsula. So Shmuel yapta devei Rebbe to have a amrla who gavra that who mahafich b'mezayah. The guy was like fixing his hair. Amrla had mosayatam isalsa b'sarecha. So how long are you gonna fix your hair? Again, there were words that they weren't sure what it meant, but they heard her use it in conversation, and then they realized what the words meant. Lo avi yoder rabbanon my hashlecha l'shem yehovcha. Same thing, right? To send on to God yehovcha, and they wasn't sure what that was. So Amar Rabbi Barachana zimnuchad have azlina b'hadeh utaya. We were with these merchants. The kadarina tuna v'amili shkoy avich v'shidir b'le. Take your yahavech, your burden, your stuff, and throw it on my camel. So we learn that the word yahavcha means a burden. Pasuk in Yeshaya, and they didn't know what it meant. So Shmuel liyanta devei Rebbe. Again, they heard Rebbe's maidservant. She said, "Take your broom and let's sweep my house." So they knew that that pasuk in Yeshaya, he was making a reference to sweeping. Tana rabbanon, back to the halacha. Kara seirugin yatsa, seirusin lo yatsa. If you read the Megillah in shifts, like you breathe and then you take a break and then you read and you take a break, then you're good. But seirusin, if you read it out of order, lo yatsa, you do not fulfill the obligation. Rev Muna Omar Mishum Rebbe Yehuda af b'seirugin imshakei ligmor eskula chosel arosh. Rev Muna taught that even though we said you can read it in shifts, if you pause the amount of time that it would take you to read the entirety of the Megillah, that pause is too long and you do not fulfill the obligation like that, and you've got to go back to the beginning. Amar Rev Yosef halacha ki Rev Muna shomar Mishum Rebbe Yehuda, the halacha is like Rev Muna. When we said that you can't pause the amount of time that it would take to finish the Megillah, what does that mean? Does it mean Mehecha de Ka'ila Seifa? Does it mean from where I stopped until the end? Or Dilma Meresha the Seifa? Or does it mean the amount of time it would take me to read the whole Megillah? Does everybody understand? I start reading the Megillah. I read, I don't know, a perek or two, right? And then I take a break. So Rev Muna said, if you break as long as you could finish, so then that's the break is too long, you don't fulfill the obligations. The Gemara asks, finish what? Finish from where I stopped to the end or finish the whole thing? So Amar Leh Meresha L'Seifa, they said it makes sense that it means to read it in its entirety. Because once you say that it means, if you would say that it means from where I stopped until the end, well, I can stop in all sorts of different places. So that means that there would be no time frame for me to know, right, how long the break is allowed to be. Now, the truth is that everybody reads Megillah at a different pace, but I guess you just have to know about how long it takes you to read Megillah. Anybody who reads Megillah knows about how long it takes them to read. It takes me about 33 minutes. Good. Omer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rab, Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna. So he said the halacha is like Rebbi Muna, that if you break long enough to finish it, so then that break is too long. Ushmuel Amar Ein Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna. Shmuel said, no, it's not true. You could even take a long break and it doesn't matter. Besura Masnuachi, Pumbedisa Masnuachi, Pumbedisa, they taught a little bit differently. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav, Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna, Shmuel Amar Ein Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna. Again, they just switched. Who said what? Rav and Shmuel. One said Halacha is like Rebbi Muna, one said it's not. Rav Bibi Masni Ibcha, Rav Amar Ein Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna, Shmuel Amar Halacha Ki Rebbi Muna, Amar Rav Yosef, Nakut, De Rav Bibi Biyadech. I think Rav Bibi is correct. De Shmuel Hu, De Chayesh Li Yechida. Because Shmuel was more often prone to be suspect for a opinion of an individual in a situation where that individual maintained a stringency, which means that everybody wanted Shmuel to be their rabbi. Ditnan, Shomeres. That was good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ditnan, Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Echav Es Achosa. Here's how this works. When a person dies without children and they have a brother, so that his wife, right, is zikuka, right, to his brother, meaning there's like a bond, a link between them, right? And they're supposed to do yibam or chalitza. Until they do that, they are bound together in a quasi kind of marriage. So here what happens is, so if there's only one brother, right? So then he's not allowed to marry relatives of his sister-in-law, who now he is linked to. Does that make sense? Because he's linked to her, so he can't marry her relatives. Rabbi Yehuda said that even if there's multiple brothers, so really Yibam goes to the oldest brother, so then a younger brother should be allowed to marry relatives of his sister-in-law. That should be allowed, right? Brothers are allowed. Brothers are allowed to marry sisters. You can't marry two sisters, but brothers can marry sisters. So he should be allowed to marry relatives of his sister-in-law because he has an older brother. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we have to wait until the older brother either does Yibam or Chalitza, because if something should happen to the older brother, then that zika, that quasi-marriage, will fall to him. So Shmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right? So you see that Shmuel was cautious for the opinion of an individual when that individual's opinion is more stringent. Tana Rabbanan, Hishmit bas sofer osios opsukin vikaran akori kmit torgamon ametar game yotza. If you're reading the Megillah and you have some letters missing, or you have a pasuk missing from your Megillah, so then that's okay, right? It sounds like even though we said you're not allowed to read it by heart, but if you have a Megillah and it's just missing a few letters, but the majority of it is all there, so then that's okay. Then that is okay. Meisvei ha'yuba osios mitshashol mikuros or imri shumanikar. But the Brisa said that if you have missing letters, but their outline is still there, kshera v'imlav psula. So it sounds like from this Brisa that you actually need like an outline of the letter to still be there. But if you have whole letters that are missing, so then it's pasul. This is lo kasha habikul. It depends. If you have, you know, a few letters that are missing, that's okay. But if you have a fading Megillah and the whole thing is fading, right? So then you need an outline of all of it to still be there in order for it to be good. Tana Rabbanon, Hishmit ba kore pasuk echad. If the guy reading the Megillah leaves a pasuk out, he skips a pasuk. Lo yomar ekras kulav echras pasuk. He should not say, "Let me finish the Megillah and then I'll go back and just read that one pasuk." He had to go back to the place that you skipped.
and read from there until the end. If you walk into shul late and the shul's already started reading the Megillah, don't say, I'm going to finish with the congregation and then I'll go back and read the part that I missed. Because you've got to read the Megillah in order. You cannot read the Megillah out of order. Not even one pasuk. Let's keep going. The Mishnah said, if you're falling asleep and you read the Megillah, you fulfill the obligation. What does that mean if you fall asleep? If you actually sleep through the Megillah, you fulfill the obligation. So it means like you're falling asleep. You know what that's like. You know, like you're half asleep, but not asleep. If somebody calls your name, then you'll answer. You know what that's like? What? Me? Yeah. You know what I mean? Velo yada la dure smara, but you can't answer intelligently. You know, like you'll know somebody calls your name, but you can't answer intelligently. But you'll remember that they called your name and you had no idea what they were talking about. You know that half sleep stage. So if you hear the Megillah like that, so then you fulfill the obligation. If you are writing the Megillah or if you are darshaning the Megillah, saying a shir, and you're reading every word of the Megillah, so then you can fulfill the obligation like that. So the Gemara asks, how does that work? If you're actually writing each pasuk, because of law, that means that you're not reading it from writing. You are writing it right now. But we just said you can't say it by heart. So how does that work? No. Okay, fine. Right? You write a pasuk and then you read it as you read it. So no, that can't work because you have to have an actual Megillah when you're reading it. You can't write one pasuk and then read it and then write the next pasuk and read it because that means that when you read the first pasuk, you don't have a Megillah. You only have one pasuk, and you need to have a Megillah. Ella demoncha Megillah kamei v'kari leminei psuka psuka v'kasev lo. So when you are writing a Megillah, you have another Megillah there, and you are copying from the other Megillah into your Megillah. So you're reading from the first Megillah and then writing your Megillah. Leima seyelei l'Rabbi Rachana. Maybe this should prove Rabbi Rachana's opinion. Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, aser lichtov os achas shalom in aksav. That when you're writing safras, you can't write it by heart. You have to copy it from an already existing sefer. Dilma de Isramile Isramuye. Because so the Gemara answer is no. When we say that you're reading from the other Megillah, it's not because you need to read from the other Megillah. It's not a proof to that opinion. It just so happens that you had another Megillah there. Gufa Omar Rabbi Barchana Omar Rabbi Yochanan Osur Lichtov Os Achas Shalom and Aksav, that you cannot write Saplos unless you're copying from an already existing sefer. Meisvei Amar Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Masib Rabbi Meir Shaholach Le'aber Shana BeAsia. Rabbi Meir once went to Asia to make a leap year. V'lo Hisham Megillah, and he didn't have a Megillah. V'kasa Milibo, and so he wrote one by heart. V'karo, and then he read it. So you see that Rabbi Meir did it. So Rabbi Meir was different. He knew the Pesukim so well that he could write it by heart. But generally speaking, it's not allowed. That when you close your eyes, you forget the Divrei Torah. You close your eyes and it's gone. But Rabbi Meir, he closed his eyes and he still saw the whole thing. He knew it that well. And he was writing Svarim by heart. Omar Ale, he said to him, really, Rav Chanan, you're amazing. You should write the whole Torah. But the rabbi said, that you have to copy, you can't say it by heart. Because he said, really, you're worthy, the whole Torah should be written by you. It sounds like he really knew it really well, like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Kosav, where did it go? Rabbi Meir, Kosav. The Rameyer wrote it by heart, so why couldn't Reb Chanana write it by heart? So the Gemara answers, Shasat Chak Shani. There's two dots on the bottom, I'm going to get there. Shasat Chak Shani, right? That Rabbi Meir was there, and he was Purim, and he didn't have a Megillah. So that's why he did it. But really, you have to, when you're writing Safras, you have to copy from a different Sefer, even if you know it so well, unless you're in extraneous circumstances. Abai Shor L'Rebbe Barchiko, L'michtav Tefillin Mezuzah Shalom Neksav. Abai allowed Devei Barchiko to write Tefillin and Mezuzahs without copying. It. And this is like in accordance with the teaching of Rabbi Yirmiyah, taught from Rabbeinu, that tefillin and mezuzos nechtav and shalom and aksad. You can write them without copying. The ain tzricha sirtot, and they don't require the lines we were talking about the other night. The hilchosah, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is tefillin ain tzricha sirtot, mezuzos tzricha sirtot. That tefillin doesn't need sirtot, but mezuzah do need sirtot. And ID nechtav shalom and aksad, my time amigros karisin. And both tefillin and mezuzah mezuzahs can be written without copying. You can say them by heart because the parshios, the tefillin mezuzahs, are parshios that everybody is so familiar with. So you can write them safras without copying from a different sefer. All right, we'll stop here.